There is currently a rumor, and I think it's rooted in some level of truth, that Israel is offering a 2-month ceasefire in exchange for all remaining hostages. And that's the entire deal. I wouldn't take this deal. I'm also not in the West Bank. I'm not in Gaza. I'm not Palestinian. But there are key reasons why I think this deal is actually horrible. And yet I fully understand when bombs are dropping all around you and people are starving, I understand the temptation to say, let's take this and see what happens over the next 2 months. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
There's actually a whole lot to talk about, you know, but I try hard to focus here really just on one main point that I just want to unpack and explain. And so I'll resist temptation to talk about so many other important things. I'll be back here tomorrow. But it is reported, and I believe there's some validity to this. It is reported that Israel is offering a 2-month ceasefire in exchange for all of the hostages. And I believe this deal will be rejected. The offer from Palestinians was, we will return all of the surviving hostages for the war to be over, for the genocide to end, not for it to end temporarily and then just start back up in 2 months. For the genocide to end, for all of the forces to be pulled out, for aid to be allowed in, and for, you know, the brutal, outrageous process of grief, recovery, and eventually reconstruction to begin. And Israel, and also return all of the Palestinian hostages that you have by the thousands, by the way. And, you know, this is how negotiating works. You know, Israel, this is Israel's response to the offer from Palestinians. And one side makes an extreme offer, then the other side has an extreme response. And my hope is that, I want to say that they can meet somewhere in the middle, but like if somewhere in the middle is, we will return these hostages in exchange for a complete end to all of this, and that's all, then possibly that. But as tempting as it is, and I say this having spoken this morning, on this morning my time, and yesterday with Palestinians, who say one of the single most painful periods they have experienced over the past 110 days was the temporary ceasefire, where for a moment you were able to walk around, you were able to sleep without the noise of drones, there were no bombs or missiles, you could cross from the north to the south, you could go to Gaza City, you could eat a little better, you could move differently, you could rest, knowing that you were not going to be bombed in your sleep. And then it all started over again. And it was extremely painful. In the days after the last ceasefire, Palestinians publicly and privately said that those days right after the ceasefire were the hardest days of them all. Not only were they extremely brutal, but that it was uniquely painful to have that temporary reprieve only for it to be yanked right out from under you again. And I don't think Palestinians want that. And this is coming from people who are starving, desperate, disease is spreading. There's a lack of clean water. There's a lack of everything. The hospitals have been decimated. aid is not being let in properly. And yet Palestinians are still saying, like, no, we can't just agree for a 2-month pause on our own genocide. This genocide has to end. And so they need to go back to the negotiating table. It appears somewhere between 21 and 23 Israeli soldiers were killed yesterday. It appears that they were killed in a home that they set up bombs in. And they won't fully clarify why it blew up. But when you put bombs inside of homes, they can blow up. It's a disaster. The Israeli military operation has completely failed. They have not rescued, shockingly, a single hostage in 110 days. In fact, they've only killed hostages over and over and over and over again. They're terrible at this. They have not ended Hamas, and you can't end Hamas. In fact, if you kill every single current member of Hamas, a new generation of Hamas is waiting. Why? Because you killed all of their family members. Why? Because you destroyed their homeland. Why? Because you starved them. Why? Because you call them animals and monsters. Why? Because you've committed thousands of war crimes. It might not even be, you could end Hamas, and what starts next year or 5 years or 10 years from now, it might not even be called Hamas. But when you do to Palestinians what Israel and the United States has done, you're going to have enemies for a very long time. So yeah, they need to make a deal. But this current deal, in my opinion, is not it. If they took it, I would understand. Of course, anything to end the brutality that we see going on right now. But if it's only going to start back up in 2 months, which it certainly would, then I don't think the deal should be taken. And here's the final point. If you can do a 2-month ceasefire, if you can say, we will allow you to regroup and reorganize, that's what they say is going to happen, for 2 months, then you can end the whole thing. If you can stop this, if you can stop all that you're doing for 60 days, you can do it for 90 days. You can do it for 120 days. You can do it for a year. You can do it for 10. If you can stop everything for 60 days, that means you can stop everything. Period. I'll be right back here tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.